with any sign. You'll have the motherboard broke to him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the cyber chase, we'll meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace.
Public hearing? Today? Not if I can help it. Future home of Gollywood Tower. Perfect.
Ready, Dez?
Ready, Didge. Play ball!
All these bumps and rocks.
I guess we're used to it. At least we get to run around. Uh-oh! Umbrellas!
What?
Huh?
Guys, over here!
What's going on?
You'll see.
Volcanic ash?
From the movie studio next door!
Happens all the time. Last week, it was rain.
Week before that, snow.
Man, there must be someplace better than this to finish our game.
This is all we've got.
Don't worry, Dez. We'll help you find a better place to play.
Dino, Zed, we gotta go.
Call us if you find a place.
See you.
The tower is almost done, boss.
Beauty, Buzzy!
I expect nothing less.
Whatever you say, boss!
At precisely 5 o'clock this afternoon, Motherboard Control Central will be directly above my empty grot. At which time, I will upload massive amounts of data into her hard drive, causing enough chaos to her circuitry that I can take complete control of cyberspace.
Council have to approve you before that lot is yours?
In case you haven't noticed, I'm incredibly charming. How can they say no?
Dee Dee, send up the last beam! Dee Dee!
I haven't seen one park or one empty lot.
Hey! Want no more, Earthlies? A map to the mansions of movie stars.
Didge, we're not looking for movie stars. We're looking for a place to play.
Hang on. This map doesn't just show fancy houses. It also shows all of Gollywood.
This looks like a park to me. Let's go.
Sheesh. I can't believe it took 2 different buses to get here.
I know. At least the park is right over there.
Wow! I never knew this was here!
Smooth and flat. A perfect place to play soccer. Or anything.
Yeah, but none of my friends could come this far. It's miles from where we live.
Well, this one's not exactly a park. More like an empty lot.
At least it doesn't have any volcanoes.
We could walk here, but it's still a long way from my house.
Too many cars. That could be a problem, too.
Lots of cars, no kids. Who's gonna play with us?
Now we're talking a place to play.
This is great. Room for soccer and a whole lot more.
And it's really close to my house. Hey, guys!
Hey, guys!
Cool. Lots of kids around, too.
Best space we found yet.
Yeah, but it's not a park.
Maybe it could be someday.
Future home of Gollywood Tower. What's the Gollywood Tower?
No idea.
Boss?
Quiet. Those Earth Brats are snooping around my property. Oh, no.
What's this? Public hearing on this space today. This lot is still public property.
No, it's not. It's mine.
So, anyone in the public can go to the hearing.
We're the public, aren't we?
We are. So we can tell them that we think this space should be a park.
Awesome. Let's go see the mayor.
Not if I see him first. What?
We're done with the tower?
Mayor, esteemed council, after exhausting research, I have concluded that this lot is the best location for my planned tower. And let me assure you, it will be fabulous for Gollywood. But I need your decision now.
Good, because I'm in a hurry, too. I should be home walking Wanda. I say give the permit to Hacker.
That's the Hacker to you.
And since Mr. The Hacker is the only applicant, he's the perfect choice.
But Mayor, his only reason appears to be that the tower will be fabulous. We need facts.
Fabulous sounds fabulous to me, my darlings.
Oh, it's Wanda. Wanda, off the couch. If she doesn't get her walk, she chews everything. All in favor of giving Mr. The Hacker the space?
Wait! Hacker?
So, you all know each other?
Unfortunately.
We go way back, Your Honor. Such adorable little children.
Then you want a tower on the lot, too?
No!
No, sir. We want the lot to be made into a park for all us kids in Gollywood.
A park? That doesn't sound very fabulous to me, darling. But it is fabulous for kids.
Besides, isn't it up to the city to provide parks that are safe and close enough for kids to walk to?
So we can run around and stay healthy.
Isn't there already a park in Gollywood?
There is. According to my research, it's a very nice park indeed.
But it's way on the other side of town.
Even better.
If it's so perfect, why don't you build your tower there?
Enough! We'll have a final hearing this afternoon. Come back with facts and a persuasive argument for how your plan will benefit the most folks of Gollywood. Till then...
Aha! A little Gollywood glitz might be in order. Dustin Caesar, megastar. You're about to meet the Hacker and even megastar.
You heard the mayor. To get the space we want, we need facts.
Fine. I've got plenty of facts right here. Here's the one park we saw. Swings for the little kids. And a small field for soccer.
But we had to take two buses to get there.
Fact, that park is too far away for Dez and the kids who live near him to get to easily.
What about the space downtown?
Lots of office buildings.
And no kids. Fact, no kids live around there.
Oh, we don't know that for sure, Dez. Maybe we just didn't see any when we were there.
Okay, maybe so. What about the other space we saw?
The space we like.
The space Hacker wants.
Fact, a lot of my friends live around there.
Fact, a park needs kids, and kids need a park.
That's it, guys. Kids.
What do you mean?
We think that this is the best place to put a new park because more kids live close by, right?
Right.
But we can't just say what we think. We have to prove it's true. So we need to
find out how many kids live near the three spaces.
Honey, sweetie, ooh-ooh. Honey, bunny, ooh-ooh. You know I love you.
Hey, dude. Autograph.
I've got a great gig for you. A special appearance before the Gollywood mayor and council.
I'm all ears.
I'm building a broadcast tower that will send your performances to every site in cyberspace at exactly the same time. A Caesar explosion, if you will.
Cool. Can I sing at this council gig? Smile and enjoy the people enjoying the Meezer?
Anything to win over the city council.
Two more kids. Cool. I'm really happy you kids are doing this survey.
We're trying to convince the city council to build a new park.
Would it help to get other families to attend the hearing?
Yeah, for sure. They need to know how much people care.
We'll spread the word.
Finally, the two kids who live across from the space Hacker wants for his tower.
And we want for our park.
Wow, there are even more kids in Gollywood than I thought. And that's a fact.
I hate to say this, but it's also a mess. Who can read that?
Didge is right. We're not going to win any points with an argument like this.
But it shows all the information we collected. How else can we...
Wait. I have sticky dots. Each dot could stand for one kid. Like this.
Good idea, Dez. Aw, but by the time we're through, the map will be covered with dots.
Wait a minute. What if just one dot is equal to 10 kids?
Didge, you're a genius.
I am? Of course I am. And it's a good thing I have another map.
Sit still!
Why am I dressed up like this, boss?
It's part of my stellar strategy to dazzle the city council with impressive experts speaking in favor of my tower. I already have Dustin Caesar.
My bunny's love is music!
And now I have you, Professor of Towerology.
Me? But I don't know anything about towerology.
Of course you don't. Read this. Sit up straight. And action.
Distinguished mayor and council.
Okay. All dots in place.
So what's the story?
Two dots at the park means there are 20 kids around there.
Check out the downtown space. More kids than we thought.
Four dots? Must be all those apartment buildings.
And four dots equals 10, 20, 30, 40 kids! Wow, that's a lot.
But not as many as here, the space we like. These 12 dots are equal to 120 kids!
No contest, right? For sure the space we like has more kids living around it than the other two.
And that is definitely a fact.
Okay, all good. We have strong numbers. But what else can we say to make our case?
We can say that having a park where kids can play is a healthy thing.
Right. We can talk about how running and playing for 60 minutes a day is good for you.
Yeah, my doctor could be our expert. She knows all about that. And we can ask Dino and Mrs. Gift to talk. They live here, so they should get their say, too.
Left! Left! Not so far! Back to the right! Right!
I'm trying!
Run, you dunce bucket!
There you go, boys. Easy peasy.
How come we're taking the tower to the lot now? They haven't even had the hearing yet.
Because my argument is foolproof. The Hacker will prevail. Now go. And drive carefully.
Not to worry, boy.
No!
This hearing of the Gollywood City Council will now come to order. Please proceed.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, kids need a safe place to play that's close to home. Our facts will show why this space should be turned into a park and why that's good for our health and everybody in Gollywood.
I object.
Mr. The Hacker, this is not a trial. It's a hearing.
It's my contention that the space should be used for a broadcast tower to send the cinematic wonders of Gollywood to all of cyberspace.
Oh, that's so moving. I'm touched.
Which freeway do we take, Dee Dee?
According to my smartphone, I don't know. I can't get a signal. Got it!
As we now know, there are two possible locations for the park in addition to the space in question. One, in fact, is already a park.
That's true, Mayor. But parks are only good if kids use them. We believe your decision should be based on where most kids live.
And to find out how many kids lived where, we did our own survey. Would you like to see what we found?
No!
Mr. The Hacker, please, go ahead.
First, the old park. Each dot represents 10 kids. So two dots means our survey showed only 20 kids lived nearby.
Not a lot.
Here's the downtown space. Four dots there. Four dots equals 40 kids.
Ah, 40. That's more like it.
Yes, but look how many kids live around the last space.
12 dots here. That means 120 kids around this space.
Hmm.
So you see, because there are more kids in the neighborhood, this is the best place for a park.
Numbers, children are not important.
What?
What I mean is, there are other considerations, but I prefer to have an expert speak for me. I present to you a prominent professor of towerology.
In my scientific tower-ological opinion, the lot the hacker has chosen is the best place for the tower to do what it is supposed to do. Trust me, I am an expert.
Take the 307 to the 906. Turn left onto the Gollywood Turnpike and turn right onto...
I gotta get a new smartphone.
Tell me, dears, can't you just pretend you're playing in a park at home? It's called imagination.
Let me introduce some witnesses who can help you understand why having a park to play in is so important. First up is Dr. Blackwell, Gollywood's leading pediatrician.
Active play helps kids build strength, stamina, and physical fitness.
Thanks, Doc. Now we'll hear from some citizens of Gollywood. Dino?
Well, when I play outside, I meet other kids and make new friends. And it makes me feel happy.
Thanks, Dino. And Mrs. Gipp, why do you think it's important for your kids to have a park?
I've noticed that when my kids play outside every day, they're able to concentrate more when they do their homework. And they do better in school, too.
That's it, Mayor. We have facts, an expert, and members of the community to support our request.
Thank you all. Now then, Mr. The Hacker, what benefits does your tower have for my fellow Gollywoodians?
For this, I have my own expert. Prepare to be distracted by, I mean, dazzled by my next expert, Mr. Dustin Cheeser!
Ooh, thanks for appearing, Mr. Cheeser. My Deedle Beast loves your music. So, Mr. Cheeser, tell us, if you can, what are the benefits of the proposed tower?
Really, Mayor, how can a tower dedicated to sending Cheeser songs to all of cyberspace be bad? Let me put it this way.
Honey, sweetie, ooh, ooh, honey, bunny, ooh, ooh, you know I love you, ah, ooh. Honey, sweetie, ooh, ooh, honey, bunny, ooh, ooh, you know I love you, I love you.
Mr. The Hacker, are there any health benefits to your tower?
Let's see. My tower will broadcast more programs than kids have ever been able to watch. And that means kids can sit around more. Rest their legs for later in life.
Dude, that's crazy. The cheeser does not like.
You're fired, cheeser.
Thanks. Gotta go. Have a bad hair day, man.
You know, we might just make it there on time.
Buzzy, you think we'll clear that bridge up there?
We've heard some interesting arguments today. It's time for our decision. Councilman?
I found Mr. The Hacker's facts questionable. While the kids presented a persuasive argument as to the health benefits and why the space in question would serve the most people, my vote goes to the kids!
Councilwoman, your thoughts?
I agree. The children were perfectly charming with all their facts. But Mr. The Hacker made me feel happy, sad, cheated, confused. I'm voting for him because I'm still confused.
Yes!
It seems I have an important decision to make. The kids' facts were like a bowl of delicious kibble. Mr. The Hacker's words were like a swarm of itchy fleas. Wanda and I vote for the kids! Citizens of Dollywood, you have your part!
Boss, delete. Bring the tower back to the warehouse.
Boss? I'm afraid we've got some bad news.
No!
The new park looks great, Mrs. Giff.
It really does, doesn't it, Digit? I'm really happy we finally have a safe place to play around here.